Welcome back, and we are so excited about sharing a lot of new information this evening. We always love our guests, whoever they are. Tonight is going to be a real treat, actually, for the next few sessions. We'll be receiving information from Yeshua and Master Ketumi. To us, that's, of course, extremely exciting. They'll be teaching us about the light templates of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension. And, of course, they'll be coming as a collective consciousness, but also as an individual expression. I'm sure you are all as excited as we are to hear from these wonderful beings. Now, our format this evening will be as follows. We'll start with a centering meditation. Then we'll talk about some of the information about tonight's subject. We'll have a channeling with Master Ketumi. And then Yeshua will share some information and do some energy work for us. Now, when he's finished, that will conclude our evening. So, let's get started with a centering meditation from our dear friend, Archangel Gabriel. Deep breath.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I am with you this evening to lead you in this centering meditation. So, take a deep breath. Relax. Let go of all the thoughts and the cares of the day and become very centered in your sacred heart. As we gather this evening, we gather in this magnificent, undifferentiated light and love of the source of all that is. And as you sit in the consciousness of your sacred heart, you become very aware of yourself in the brilliance of that light. Now, take a deep breath, and with your intention, activate your Merkaba vehicle at 100% light, pure, undifferentiated light. Notice the difference between just being centered in your heart, between knowing yourself as light, and the state of being within a fully activated Merkaba field, operating at 100% light. Notice the variations in the energetic frequency as we have step by step increased them until you are operating in a field of 100% light. You are being that light. There is great joy in your emotions in this state. There is a calmness, a centeredness. You are becoming acquainted with what it is to to be in that field of light of your Merkaba vehicle. Within the coming weeks, as you activate your Merkaba field, notice how the shifts take place as you follow the same procedure that we have just done together. So you become very intimately aware of yourself at those different intervals. Much is being learned about light frequencies and the effect that they have on your mind and on your emotions. Notice the coherency that is present in this collective consciousness that we are all a part of in this moment. Notice the frequencies of light that we are emanating at that collective level. You are one with this collective consciousness. Anytime your frequency wavers or you are having difficulty, come back to this state within the collective that always is fully intact and accessible by each one of you. Even though you are out in the world operating as an individual, you are also intricately intertwined within this collective consciousness. It is the biggest asset that you have at this time. Let us sit for a moment longer in this magnificent space. Be in gratitude for being the individual as part of this very refined, coherent collective. Take a breath and bring a portion of your consciousness back into this gathering.
Thank you, Gabriel. Those are some wonderful thoughts. We so much appreciate you joining us. Thank you again. Blessings. What we want to do now is talk about the next steps in our this process. Of course, we always need to remember, regardless of what we're doing, we always start the process with the spinning of our personal Merkaba. Just to review, our first mission is to work with the first time lock and its light templates. We can stabilize the fifth dimension by using the sixth and seventh dimensional energetics and compressing the light so it can be applied in the fifth. This will assist us in changing our DNA to move forward in this ascension process. Now, we will need to use the stabilized fifth dimension so that the principles of love and unity consciousness that it evolves can be used in our daily lives. Now, as you all know, all of these new energies have caused a lot of reaction that are kicking out some old anomalies for us to look at. We have been given many tools over the years that can help with this situation. So let's just have a quick little review. First, as I mentioned, we put our Merkaba at 100% light. We use the neutral inner observer so we can be aware of our thoughts and feelings with no judgment. We need to notice when we are being the light and when we drop below 100%. And through our neutral inner observer, we will have knowledge of what triggers a lowering of those light frequencies. Again, always observing. You all know I need examples to help understand any situation, so I ask for them, and here they are. The situation. Everyday life, exposed to a person or group that has no clue and can trigger you most of the time. So, what's the action plan? Try to plan ahead if you know you're like going to a casino. Set your Merkaba in shape. Reset your focus in your sacred heart. Watch for those triggers. You're aware of them. Observe. Avoid topics of dispute, you know, religion, politics, etc. And observe without reaction or judgment. And as the fifth tells us, we need to operate from the now. No past and no fear of the future. Now, this process should keep you in a good space and assist you in pinpointing problem areas. Now, as you know, these new light templates are important because they can alter your thoughts and emotions. They will also enhance your ability to create and to avoid a negative response through guilt, judgment, victimization, or fear that is based in past experiences. Now, these thoughts and emotions are all related to the denser realities and prohibit you from living in the now of fifth dimension. We need to be in the new emotion that you can create, which is the love expression of joy. Now, Joni, you got any comments at all?
Well, I was just going to say, when we are able to express our emotions from that more refined range of love and joy, there are no highs or lows in that state of expression, just a consistent peace and harmony. It's just a neutral space. And I think many of us have navigated that at one time or another in these various processes that we've done over the years. And one of the things that I frequently hear is I get into that neutral zone where I'm in that higher range. I don't have the highs and the lows, but I don't feel the passion that I used to feel about things. I think that's one of those things that gets lost in the transition when you're trying to stay in that neutral space and not be reactive or not be addicted to that emotional high that you used to get sometimes in meditation or in these states where there was a higher frequency range. So in these transitionary times, you just have to be a little patient and recognize that you are in that neutral position, but it doesn't mean that you can't use your emotions, but they are used differently. They are not from that lower range. They are consistent. So there's no variance in it. So you don't have, you know, either you're really in depression or fear or a victim role or whatever that lower emotion is, but you are consistently stay in that joy of knowing just this beautiful, harmonious state of yourself. And I think it just takes time and our evolvement, and as our consciousness grows, it becomes easier. And the passion is still there, but it is processed differently through the emotions. So I think this is a point that I wanted to make because I've heard that comment so many times, and I have felt that myself. When you are in this state of being where the smile is not only on the outside, but the smile is on the inside, and there is such peace within you, notice that. Notice that there's no rigidity or resistance in your body. What we are embarking on now is altering the body. We've spent a lot of time altering the consciousness. Now we have to alter the body. So the more times that we can be in that neutral space and there's no resistance or rigidity in the body, the more able we are to maintain that state of joy from that more refined level of our emotions.
Thanks, super. That's a great additional. Now, let's all take a deep breath and help Joan bring forth our dear old friend, Master Katumi.
Greetings. We are here as the collective consciousness. And from that collective consciousness, we emanate at an individual level to interface with you. We come from the master realms of the source of all that is. It is I, Katumi. I am delighted to have this opportunity to come as that individual expression, using my mastery to impart to you some of the things that I learned along the way. It's very interesting that the conversation that took place earlier had to do with various states of consciousness and your experience and how you are using all of the influences of these magnificent light frequencies that you now have at your disposal. Many of you who attended the Crystal Conference and facilitated opening these time locks that are very helpful now for humanity to begin to step into that fifth dimensional functioning of themselves, to awaken. You were asked at that conference to embody those templates that you retrieved. So in the next several weeks, we will be talking about these various templates and what they are, how they can be applied. So this evening, I would like to talk about that fifth dimensional template and how important that is to you, because it is a very refined frequency of light that holds unity consciousness and love as it is applied in the physical world. This is the foundation from which every action, every creative force is created from, that template of unity and love. So at the fall of consciousness, as you are well aware of, many things changed. The body changed to become more dense and to operate and navigate in a world of separation. And within that body, many things were altered. The brain, the functioning of the brain, the way the mind, your mind, was configured with the dominance of the ego rather than the dominance of the soul. This is what enabled separation consciousness to exist. But as it existed so that all those that came could experience it, it also took a huge, huge toll on the mental-emotional body. It was fragmented. It was separated. The mind operated separately from the emotions. The way the brain functioned, you thought a thought, and then there was this time lag before you felt any emotion. Or the two were joined together to manifest something instantly. Another function of this fifth dimensional template is the functioning of a time sequence that is being altered from the linear, past, present, future, to the now, to present time. That is very fluid and has many creative options within it. So one of the things that we will be showing you in the course of the next several weeks is how to process anomalies and some of these fragmentations that will be surfacing as you embody these pure light templates that were retrieved out of those time locks, because it will kick up any thought pattern, any emotional pattern that is out of resonance with that frequency. And I'm sure that all of you, in the course of the last month, have experienced that, some more than others. So here is where we are going to begin to teach you to use that more refined range of your mental-emotional body. The mind that is governed by your soul spirit, directed by your over-self and your Christed over-soul, thinking thoughts from that perspective, and feeling emotions from that mid to higher range. For if you try to take some of the pain and misery that has occurred in that separated state or in some of these anomalies, whether they are yours personally from this present time sequence or from a previous embodiment, that pain, misery, and traumatization cannot and should not be processed through the ego mind or through those lower emotions of fear, separation, anger, victimization. It is too great of an impact that just continues to create the separation But when it is processed through the higher mind and through those more refined levels of your emotions of peace, harmony, joy, you needn't understand the fullness of what joy is, but just observe when you are in that state. So you come into that neutrality. Now, a few moments ago, John spoke to you about the neutral observer. Here again, most of you received those teachings years ago about the importance of the neutral observer, observing your thoughts, observing your feelings. I myself have come in many teachings with you to teach you about this, about paying attention to your thoughts and your emotions, and then refining them. Here again, I want you to recall that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation, how you use that to create replacement patterns and clear these anomalies. This is just a continuation of that. But yet you are taking that from that more neutral position where you are in the more refined ranges of that fifth dimensional time sequence, the present moment, and also that fifth dimensional range of your emotions where you are calm, you are certain about who you are confident that you have the skills to create what is needed in the moment, and you are not processing all of these anomalies or these patterns through those lower emotions. You are processing it from that fifth dimensional level where there is harmony, where you know yourself as light. You know yourself as a great creative being. This is where we want to show you time and time again of how to process these anomalies that will surface. So there's no resistance in the body. When there is resistance in the body and there is rigidity because of fear of one kind of another, it puts great pressure on the body itself and doesn't allow the healing and readjustments that are being made within the body at a cellular level. This is what is occurring now. For years, you have paid attention to growing your consciousness. Now is the time to take that consciousness that you have cultivated and actually assist the body and upgrade that body so it can function and hold these higher light frequencies that you are establishing in the physical. Now it's all about your body as well as your consciousness. So it's very important that you pay attention again to your thoughts and your feelings and how you process those. Where are you in those, in your mental emotional body as you process them and rid yourself of those patterns that are no longer needed nor necessary. So, that said, it gives you a little foundation of things to pay attention to in the next month. And I would invite you now to speak with me, to make your comments, and to ask any questions that you might have in regards to this. Talk to me about your observance of the times when, in the last month, when you were using these higher frequencies of light, you were paying attention to how the DNA strands were being altered. You were given several processes along the way in regards to those that DNA structure, especially those who were involved in any of the light body work. So as we bring in these more refined frequencies that you are cultivating in your Merkaba field, and also from these light templates of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, stands to reason that from time to time, you are going to not be able to hold that 100 percentile range, and you are going to have some sifting out in those lower emotions, so that the fragmentation between the mental and emotional body can be altered and changed and come into unity in that more refined range that is resonance with a fifth dimension, a fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. But I would be amiss if I took up this entire time and not allowed Master Yeshua to come and speak with you specifically about some important functions of this fifth dimensional template and how it is applied through the use of the sixth dimensional functions.
Thank you, Master Gathumi. That was absolutely wonderful. You're always a joy to be around, and we so much appreciate your presence. So let's take two deep breaths right now, and let's help Joan bring forth dear Yeshua to provide us with some more information. And remember, when he is done, we will be closed for this evening. Thank you all.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I have come to talk with you this evening about the sixth dimensional template that was retrieved from a time lock that has existed for eons of time. Now, as you are aware and have been told, that sixth-dimensional template is a transitory template that allows you to access seventh-dimensional information and energetics, compress them, and make them applicable in your fifth-dimensional life experience. And this is so. But there is a little more to the functioning of that sixth-dimensional template. First of all, you know that it has a compression factor. When you take a more refined frequency of light and you are wishing to apply it in a denser situation, you have to compress it to make it compatible with the frequency range that you wish to apply it in. And you have great experience with this, using the fifth, sixth, seventh ray, and also using the second triad. So it is nothing new for you to compress light. You know about that. You have done it on many, many occasions. And you are becoming very proficient at it. It also, the sixth dimension, also has an energetic that helps you to direct this compressed state of light very proficiently. So that is built into that template that was retrieved. The compression aspect of it, and the direction of that compressed light to be applied in the fifth dimension. Now, there is another aspect of that I wish to tell you about this evening, And that is this magnetic piece. Now, many of you know that there was another time lock opened in this crystal conference that allowed the beginning access to source magnetics, which will be completely put in place very shortly now through this wonderful collective consciousness of Kryon, the magnetic masters. This magnetic piece is a very important piece in the evolution into this multidimensional state of consciousness and the multidimensional functioning of your body, because it is the magnetics of Source. Now, you have known for some time Earth's magnetic field has been altering. The magnetic field of the body has been altered, as has the electrical component of that, because your thoughts are constantly being refined and altered. So the electromagnetic field has been altered substantially in the last several years of your time. But this magnetic piece is a very, very important piece, because it enables you to start using the magnetics more efficiently of that 10th ray of creation that we have touched on some time back in your teaching. This magnetic piece has a flow to it. There is a flux line attached to it that enables you to attract like to like. So you attract light to the light that you hold, and it is enhanced and magnified in the presence of these magnetics. So in addition to bringing a more functionality to that 10th ray of creation, it also provides another function where this stability piece that we've been talking to you about, how important to stabilize the fifth dimension, that does not mean, dear ones, that it is rigid as is the third dimension, but that there is a fluidity to it. There has to be fluidity within that stability built in for it to function properly, so that you have unlimited potential to create effectively and precisely. So you can see that the function of this six-dimensional template that you now have access to is equally as important as the fifth or the seventh. It's not just a pass-through. It has very real energetics embodied in it. So as you create the stability of your life experience in the fifth dimension, in your body, in your consciousness, you must apply in that stability the six-dimensional templates that you now have and are in possession of. When I walked your earth, your beautiful, beautiful earth, as Yeshua, I came into that embodiment in a fifth-dimensional body. And so it was very important that I had access to this sixth and seventh dimensions and those frequency ranges, those light templates, and ways in which I could apply these frequencies and these templates within my fifth dimensional body. And it took me quite some time to get that fully seated within my body. I could not come into a full teaching venue until that happened within my body and where I could make it usable and applicable in my walking around state, irregardless of the throngs of people that were around me daily and that had variances in their energetic field, so that I could maintain that 100% light. It took a while and many initiations within my community. So too, beloveds, you are in a community, a collective consciousness that helps you refine and integrate these fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional templates and make them very usable in your day-to-day life. So it's important that you be patient with yourself and you allow this progression to occur. You are under the guidance of Source, of all of the realms of creation. You cannot fail. You cannot do it wrong. We are here to guide you and to love you into that space so that when you create from the foundations of that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional template, which are unity consciousness and using the element of love. Everything that you create comes from that base. So you now are creating and applying from the seventh dimension, the sixth dimension, and applying it in the fifth dimension in a very stable yet fluid state. So what I would like to have you do with me at this time is let me guide you through a process so that you become familiar with this six-dimensional template. Now let me review before we begin. The six-dimensional template is a format by which you compress refined energetic templates to make them usable and applicable in fifth dimension. It creates a fluidity within the stability of fifth dimension. It brings forth an influx of magnetics of source energy and allows you to begin using the 10th ray of creation more proficiently, attracting light to you, attracting source energy to you consistently and completely so that you function within your Merkaba field and can more consistently hold that 100% light irregardless of the situation. So let us begin this process. Take a deep breath. Become centered in your heart, your sacred heart. Call forth that consciousness of the sacred heart. Notice how your Merkaba field is spinning at that 100 percentile rate. the balance in your personal field between your masculine and your feminine attributes, operating coherently. That luminous white tetrahedron spinning and functioning coherently. And that beautiful deep, deep purple source energy spinning also within that field. All operating in the unified expression of pure 100% light. Now, as you sit in that fifth dimensional template, notice how firm the foundation of that template is, based in unity and the element of love. You have created it well. And it is a very stable foundation. Now, I ask you to come with me and access that seventh dimensional template that is very refined. And it has multiple expressions, but we are only concerned with the light frequency at this time, that very refined light frequency of pure love, undifferentiated love and undifferentiated light energy. This is source energy. Now let us bring that into the sixth dimensional template. And we will compress with our intention that undifferentiated light and love and make it usable in that compression. Differentiate it so it is applied in the fifth dimensional everyday state. Notice how it is compressed and it begins to take on a certain level of form. It has a magnetic field, but it is a very pure magnetic field because it is consistently drawing in the light of source. It is completely accessing source energy. The magnetics of source energy draws in light because you are light. So in that six-dimensional template, you have fluidity, you have the magnetics of source, and you have a compression of pure light into a differentiated state of form that can be applied in the fifth dimension. So apply that light now into fifth dimension. as you apply it, notice how that stable foundation is still there. But there is a fluid movement that is also present that allows unlimited potential for creation in the world of form within that fifth dimensional template, within that fifth dimensional time sequence of present time. There is no linear time present. You have entered a different time sequence and will continue to function in that time sequence. Now, with this compressed, differentiated light template, and the magnetics in hand, and the fluidity of unlimited potential, you can use the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray to create with precision, with a specific intention and paying attention. So you have variations in the way in which this template of sixth dimension is applied according to your intention. But because we have added these dimensional frequencies of sixth dimension, you have much more power at your command than you did if you were just using the compressed light of the sixth dimension. You have the magnetics of source. You have the fluidity of unlimitedness. And you have the potential to create as source because of the in the presence of those magnetics. Experiment, creators. Experiment with the many ways that you can create with that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray and alter your reality. In the presence of this magnificent light, you are capable of being gentle with yourself as you learn and you experiment. You are in the presence of great love. And in that presence, it will help you use the more refined levels of your emotions and be directed under the guidance of your Christed Oversoul. You cannot fail. This is not an experiment. It is a reality that you have entered. And it will alter you significantly. Surrender into the influence. Of source energy. This is the environment that you will cultivate for yourself. I thank you for joining with us in this beautiful collective consciousness. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.